It's here and now. The Great Lakes are disappearing. A new report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says water levels in two of the Great Lakes, Michigan and Huron, have declined to their lowest levels on record, and the other Great Lakes have levels well below average. Earlier this week, we talked about water levels sinking in dry areas like Texas and Colorado. Today, the Great Lakes region. The lakes account for 90% of this country's fresh surface water reserve. That's 6 quadrillion gallons of water, about a fifth of the world's fresh surface water, water you don't have to drill for. So this is serious. Dr. Alan Steinman is director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University in Michigan. Dr. Steinman, why is this happening? Is it just less rain?
Well, that's certainly part of the problem, Robin. It's a combination of factors. We've seen warmer water temperatures. As a consequence, we have less ice cover. And when there's not ice cover on the lakes, there's going to be more evaporation. So that's contributing to the lower water levels. Lower precipitation overall has contributed as well. A lot of people have suggested that it may be because we're taking more water out of the lakes, but that's really a very small percentage of the total water budget. It's more associated with climate.
Well, and how serious is this? We know you're a big proponent of something called the blue water economy. How serious are these declining levels?
Well, they're very serious. It's affecting the ability for our shippers to move cargo, so they have to what we call light load. They lighten up the amount of cargo they can ship on their vessels, which means they're going to take an economic hit because they can't ship as much. There's going to be a cost associated with dredging our harbors so that more ships can get in and out, and including recreational vessels. There might be dredging needed around marinas so people can get their boats into their slips. And that would affect all of these multipliers that are associated with this boating and fishing community. So when we talk about the blue water economy, which is really a kind of a branding way of saying that we want to use our fresh water to stimulate our economy, but do it in a sustainable fashion, that blue water economy is threatened by these lower water levels because of all of the implications associated with access.
Well, and I just briefly sketch a picture for us, because we understand, and I love this region too, and we understand in some places you're not seeing the water around you. I mean, you're seeing docks with no water near them. People have these beautiful homes on the lake, and the lake, you have to walk out to the lake, and when you have waters recede, you have plants start growing. Just paint the picture for us.
Well, that's exactly right. In order to paint the picture completely, we have to recognize that the Great Lake water levels have been dynamic over centuries. And just 30 years ago, we had all-time record high levels, and the homeowners were very concerned about their homes eroding into the lakes. And so these things are cyclical, but certainly over the last 30 years, they've been very low. And what we see now from an ecological perspective is the coastal wetlands, which are really critical habitat, are being threatened, because these sustained low water levels means that the vegetation that's there are now being threatened. They're more susceptible to invasive species. When that vegetation structure, that plant structure changes, this habitat changes, and it's really important for fish habitat, for fish spawning, for birds, for wildlife. And when they don't have the vegetation structure there that they need, these fish populations, these birding populations, are potentially threatened as well. So these very critical habitats are certainly very vulnerable under these sustained low water levels. And that's a major concern for us from an ecological perspective.
Well, what about dredging? Let's just address that, because we are reading reports that past dredging in the 60s to accommodate shipping, companies that noticed the lakes being reduced and wanted more lake bottom, so the bottoms were dredged. But we're reading reports that say that that meant that the water has been running out of these lakes, literally running down through other lakes over Niagara Falls into the Atlantic. And yet we're reading that Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder, has announced he's going to spend $11 million to dredge more harbors. So what is the sense of dredging adding to the problem?
The dredging that Governor Snyder is proposing is talking about in the harbors to allow access into these commercial or recreational ports. That's very different than the dredging concern that's been expressed in the St. Clair River. And if you can think about this, out of the bottom of Lake Huron, at the southernmost point, it drains into the St. Clair River. And what some people have claimed is that the dredging of the St. Clair River for shipping and navigation has basically opened up or widened the bottom of a bathtub, and as a consequence, more water pours out. So that's a very different dredging than the dredging that Governor Snyder is referring to. Now, there were a number of studies done as part of an international joint commission study, started in 2007 and it finished last year. And we looked at this, and the bottom line is that the study found that most of this change in water level over the last 30 years is associated with changes in the climate.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, if the water is evaporating, can you put the water back in?
Well, I don't know if you can put the water back in. This gets back to the whole question about climate change and how we deal with it. What do we do? Do we dredge more often? Do we find dollars, put something into a revolving fund so that the money is available for this dredging? Perhaps we move our docks out further to deal with low water levels, or we deal with different types of technology where we don't require the same amount of clearance or draft that we have on our vessels currently to deal with this. This is how society needs to adapt, not just with low water levels in the Great Lakes, but rising sea levels, as we saw with Sandy, along coastal marine coastal communities. This is really the new normal, if you will, in terms of adaptation to the kinds of changes associated with climate change.
There are some who say, no, this is just a cyclical thing. The water will rise again. Do you think there's any chance of that?
Well, I know exactly what you're saying, and unfortunately, my prognostication is a little weak these days. One doesn't know that. Anybody who claims they do know that, I think, is deluding themselves as well as whomever they're talking to. But the reality is, because these things are cyclical, chances are that water levels will come back. Whether they come back to the long-term mean is another question. So we might need to start thinking about adapting to having lower water levels on a longer-term basis. Also, it comes down to us changing our behavior, which we all know is a very, very difficult thing. But conserving water, not leaving the tap running when we shower or when we bathe, when we wash dishes, just these small incremental things can make a cumulative difference. But here in the Great Lakes region, we're guilty of complacence because we do have so much fresh water around us. It's easy to think that it's not a problem, but in fact, it is.
Meantime, it sounds like you're also saying don't give up. Turn your faucet off.
Well, I think there's definitely hope there. The last thing I want to do is leave your listeners with doom and gloom. There's definitely hope, and we just need to adapt appropriately and be flexible as a species.
Dr. Alan Steinman, director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University in Michigan, on a new report from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers about water levels dropping in the Great Lakes. Doctor, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Robin.
So, do you live near the Great Lakes? Do you have that dock that goes nowhere? Send a picture. And of course, if you live in the Northeast, we want yours as well. You could post pictures at facebook.com/hereandnowradio or at hereandnow.org. You can tweet them at hereandnow, at hereandnowrobin. So, pretty soon, people in the snow's path might have some time on their hands. We hope that's your worst problem this weekend. But how about watching all 13 episodes of the new Netflix show? Winter TV, that's next, here and now.